Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals has upheld the free speech rights for New York crisis pregnancy centers. We're going to be talking about this development in this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is a great decision. We've talked quite a bit about the abortion pill reversal. Our friend Dr. William Lyle has great success in reversing abortions using this procedure. It's simply a progesterone pill. And so now you've got the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals has unanimously upheld the free speech rights of 51 New York pro-life pregnancy centers to be able to inform these pregnant women about the abortion pill reversal protocol.
Yeah, the abortion pill reversal protocol is fairly straightforward, and it has been shown to be effective. And so these crisis pregnancy centers, when they receive information from a woman that she has just taken the abortion pill and she wants to change her mind, are they going to remain silent when they know that there's a possibility that that decision that they want to change can be changed and, in fact, the baby can be saved? Or are they going to give information that they know is out there and that's effective? And so they give the information about the abortion pill reversal protocol, which includes essentially going to a doctor. The doctor evaluates you, OBGYNs that are specialists in this area, and they will prescribe a progesterone so that they increase the level of progesterone in your body, because the abortion pill, mifepristone, decreases the amount of progesterone that your body produces.
Right, but here in New York, I mean, you've got Planned Parenthood and you've got New York Attorney General Letitia James did not want that information to be given out because they get the dollars from the abortions.
Letitia James, the Attorney General, actually came after the pro-life crisis pregnancy centers, claiming that this was fraudulent or should not be presented. They filed suit, went up to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, that unanimously, in a 3-0 decision, ruled in their favor, saying that the pregnancy centers are, quote, likely to succeed on their First Amendment claim, close quote, and that the case can now proceed in the lower court toward a permanent injunction.
Yeah, and we filed amicus brief in this, arguing that the weaponization of fraud statutes to censor pregnancy centers is viewpoint-based discrimination and an unconstitutional restriction of free speech. Basically, they're coming after these pregnancy centers because they're pro-life and because it's taking dollars out of a Planned Parenthood's pockets.
Yeah, so this was a lawsuit against the state and the Attorney General. Attorney General Letitia James actually had sued 11 other pregnancy centers to silence them from advertising progesterone therapy under the laws governing what they called fraudulent business practices. Now, you've heard that before from this mayor-elect Mamdani. He says that he's going to come after crisis pregnancy centers for consumer fraud. This is exactly what he's talking about, that he's going to come after them because of the fact that they are talking about or advertising the abortion pill reversal protocol or other kinds of advertisements that they have. He says he's going to target them. Well, good luck, because, you know, this particular case is really a shot over the bow. It is directly on point with what he says he is planning to do. He will fail, but I'm sure he will still try to intimidate these crisis pregnancy centers. But this particular decision is a great decision because crisis pregnancy centers in some of these blue states, particularly New York, New York City, other places, they have been targets. California is another place of state overreach, either by the state legislature or by the state attorney generals, to try to silence and intimidate them. They've been targets for many years. In fact, years ago, we represented True Life Choice in Florida to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. And this was in Florida. This was before you have the red wave that Governor Ron DeSantis has brought into the state of Florida. This was when you had heavily Democratic-controlled agencies in Florida. And so one of the agencies in Florida issued a rule that crisis pregnancy centers could not refer people to adoption. They could not even encourage adoption. In fact, they made a rule that you could not encourage adoption, so that if somebody came into your crisis pregnancy center and they asked you about alternatives, you could only refer them to the adoption entities in the yellow pages back then of the phone book. You could not encourage them to adopt. And so we filed a lawsuit against the state of Florida, True Life Choice. And we ended up going to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and we won that case. The court found that it was a violation of the First Amendment right to freedom of speech.
You know, this just drips in irony. How come no one comes after the abortion facilities when they say that abortion is safe?
Yeah, well, because you have because these things that we're
talking about.
There's
nothing safe in abortion.
After, you know, the crisis pregnancy centers, they're from these radicalized blue states.
Right.
But we ought to have in some of the other states the attorneys general going after some of the abortion facilities
right.
that claim that the abortion is safe. And they know it's not, particularly the abortion pill mifepristone.
Right, because the abortion, there's always at least one who dies, and that would be the baby, and sometimes the woman or the woman, and she's harmed as well. There's nothing safe about an abortion.
Well, in fact, in Florida, the attorney general, Uthmeyer, he has taken the place of the previous Attorney General Moody, who's now a U.S. Senator. And he has actually filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood in Florida because they are promoting the abortion pill mifepristone as though it's safe, when in fact mifepristone actually has a warning, an FDA warning on the box itself.
It's a black box warning,
A black box warning by the FDA on the actual box that contains the medication.
Because it's a pill so that someone will die.
Right. And so what that does is it blocks the production of progesterone, which actually starves the baby. Mm-hmm. And thus the reason why the abortion pill reversal protocol increases the amount of progesterone to counteract mifepristone. And that's how it actually works. But when Planned Parenthood advertises and promotes mifepristone as safe, when we know from the studies that it's not safe, and the FDA's own black box warning warns of the complications, that's when the attorney general in Florida has now come after Planned Parenthood. Other state attorney generals need to do the same thing and follow Florida's lead, because abortion is never safe. It's always deadly for the child, and it's never safe for the mother.
Absolutely. You know, these women, sometimes they're forced or pushed by their partner or husband or boyfriend, whatever, to have these abortions. And, you know, and then they do it, they take the pill. Of course, most of the abortions are done now, but these chemical abortions, they take the pill and then they instantly regret it. So like, what do I do? And so they're able to take the progesterone within a time period, and it saves their child.
Yeah. Well, and we had Dr. Lyle on our TV program with regards to stories, in which Dr. Lyle actually talked about a woman who actually took an abortion-inducing pill, mifepristone.
Right. And she's driving down the highway.
She's driving down the highway.
And sees a billboard
yeah.
About the abortion pill reversal. And goes, wow. And then she keeps driving. She sees another billboard. And then she pulls over, calls the number, and then she gets connected with Dr. Lyle, who immediately prescribes her the progesterone. She comes in later, and then she sees her little one on an ultrasound.
Yeah, the heartbeat is still audible.
I mean, that gives me chills just thinking about it.
She sees the little baby on an ultrasound.
He's done that often.
He's done that often. And so he has a high level of success. As long as that decision is made within a short period of time after taking the abortion drug, mifepristone. So it works. He knows it works. The other doctors know it works. And these crisis pregnancy centers, when they get people coming in and they say, you know, I just took this abortion pill, but I've changed my mind, they have the opportunity to connect these women with doctors who can prescribe progesterone to counteract the mifepristone, which blocks progesterone, and save their baby.
And these women need to know, too, because some of these women are being tricked, and the partner, the boyfriend,
and some are being coerced,
putting it in their drinks.
We know from
things,
a recent situation where we helped a girl that was being coerced, literally being forced to go on an airplane out of state to have an abortion against her will. And thank God, our legal team was able to continue to stay involved and stop that coerced abortion. And the baby is still alive and well. And this mother wants to keep her baby, and we are standing with her to protect life. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.